This morning I'm turning to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 12. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 12. And we read verse 36 and 37. The words of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, you shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. By thy words thou shalt be justified, by thy words thou shalt be condemned. This word said the Lord Jesus Christ after he had just done a great miracle. In verse 22 of the same chapter, we read that then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him in so much that the blind and dumb both speak and saw. So after this great miracle, some things happened, and along the line, the Lord Jesus Christ had to say this. But this morning, our theme or thought of reflection is idle words. And okay, the person that's been away, yes, Christian, someone can't fight in some either way. In someone, in person, so in someone, in person, you fight a can. Yes, Christian, I will assemble a can of which way. Now, sir, an answer on a becker, sir, in some yaka, sir, in some who know. Now, you can't verse 22 now. What some will be your rear, you part now, whom one actually demand in your fra and also. On to Minkasa, before I go pray. Ah, or Sally area, and then you plan to make a sign with me and what he has done. So, after he has done these things, many people were filled with wonder, pondering that Jesus must be the greater son of David. Go look at how they said in verse 23. And all the people were amazed and said, "Is not this the son of David? Is not this the son of David?" And if you go to Isaiah chapter 35, verse 5 to 6, the Israelites were told by the prophet that when the Messiah, which is the son of David, because when the Israelites say the son of David, they refer to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And they have this thought that when he comes, in verse Isaiah 35, verse 5 to 6, the prophet says that when the Messiah comes, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. So they knew that this would be the time of the Messiah, and when the greater son of David comes, that in his time he will do so. When the Lord Jesus read this great miracle on this man was in verse 22, he was what? Possessed with devil, he was blind and dumb, and he healed him. So they wondered, in verse 23, and all the people were amazed and said, "Is not this the son of David?" Meaning, it's not this the Messiah who has come. And they were wondering, and they were thinking. You see that this was said by the common people. I mean, the people who were just around, they were not the religious people, the priests. They were the common people with the knowledge of the word of God. So they realized that this might be the Lord Jesus Christ. But then, if you go a little further, verse 24, look at what the Pharisees, who were religious people of the day, said at that day. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This fellow does not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils." Isn't it not interesting? These Pharisees were, so-called the holy men of the time, the religious men of the time. But when they saw the work of God, they said they blasphemed. They slandered the Lord Jesus Christ. They could not say anything that was suitable. Concern the thing that was done. At least if you don't have anything to say, you just keep quiet and wonder it in your heart. Teachers couldn't hold it. They have to slander the Lord Jesus Christ, charging him falsely. Yet they don't know how his power came from. They just spoke as they wanted to speak. "This fellow that have not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils." So this is what they could say. But the general people, the public, who were taught us, maybe they were ignorant, but they could see that this could be the son of David, because when he comes, in his time, the dumb can speak, the blind can see, and those who are possessed are able to be delivered from the power of Satan. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing how the Pharisees had spoken wrongly against him, he told them in verse 33-35, look at what he told them. He said other things, but for our focus this morning, let's move verse 33 down. Look at what he said from verse 33. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can even evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. This the Lord spake to these people. By this the Lord meant that the blasphemous and the injurious words of the Pharisees indicate their sinful heart. That's what he means. It indicates their, look at it, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. That means these people who claim to be religious, I mean, according to the Bible, how Jesus Christ described them, they wear long clothes, and like when they are coming, like to the house of the pastors and so-called religious people, they dress as if they are holy people. That was how these people were acting. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he did not wear any particular dress to identify as the Messiah, he was another person. So these Pharisees were the religious men of the day. And he said that they can even stand in public places and pray. People will see them, they are praying. Hey, these people are so much religious. But look at what, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Referring to them, meaning that the injurious word or the harmful word they have said, spoken against him, came out of their corrupted heart. Also, the Lord Jesus Christ told his Pharisees that they were like whited sepulchres. You know, you go to the cemetery, it doesn't matter the nicest of the tomb, I mean, of the sepulcher you find. All, if you open them, you find rotting bones and, I mean, nasty smells. And so, this is the heart of these Pharisees. They make outside beautiful, admired by people, but their hearts were corrupt. So, you see that these people, they have a sinful heart. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. So meaning that, how they were able to blaspheme him and say harmful words about him, their heart was not right. It's not the same. All of us, if our hearts are not cleansed, if our heart is sinful, our words depict what our hearts are. Go to the streets and see how people react. Go to the streets and see how people talk in the marketplace. Place of business, place of work, and even the home. How people talk, we tell you what is in their heart. You see, our words are the expressions of what we like or think. So you don't need to study much about anyone. You study how, I mean, he responds to things, how the kind of words he's able to use to communicate continuously in his life. You realize this is the heart of this person. He might tell you, for me, I don't lie, or for me, I don't say bad, but you watch him. Whatever you say will tell you that he is a liar, or he is not saying the truth. So, in the first, this teaches us the necessity of being born again. Where heart are changed. It's only conversion that brings a change of heart. When people come and trust the Lord Jesus Christ, and his blood washes their hearts, this is where the people, I mean, every person, I mean, who have been born into this world, we are all born into sin. And it's when our hearts are changed, then our lips can also be changed. There was a time when there was a river fall in the time of Elijah, and it was bitter. They told him, and what did he said that they should what, put salt in it, and it would turn to be sweet. So it was a picture of what, Christ touching our hearts and then making it good. Until the fountain in our our thoughts and our desires are refreshed and changed by the blood of Christ, when we come to believe on him, when we repent of sin, until that thing is done, our heart is corrupted. And we shall not do better than living these Pharisees. We shall be whatever people admire, but our heart can never bring out any good thing. We shall be sinful as it is. So this tells us how conversion is very necessary. Dear Yeah, can you say, you ready to speak to Mra? Nipa do no akafa no say osan nipa no ya nyo ya re no o ma ho woni fi ni so no o mo bin say enye David by ni o mo pa je say nye Christo ajenkwa no enu ya na o mo dwen dwen ho na ni e ka say Pharisee fo na o mo ye asumfo o mo che so o mo ye nyame sumfo samre no
So after the Lord Jesus had exposed the Pharisees of their sinful hearts, he further warned them of the damnable nature or the consequences that vain, thoughtless, and slanderous words will bring. In verse 36 to 37, he said that, "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and for by thy words thou shalt be condemned." You know that many ignorant think that sin of the tongue is not as great as all other sins. Oh, okay, somebody is a thief, somebody is this, somebody is that. For me, I don't do that. But have you watched your mouth? Have you considered the words, your reactions, what it produces? Many can gossip, they can slander, whisper lies, and use malicious words against people, but they think that they are free from damnation. After all, I've not done anything. I just spoke a word. There's no mark to show that I've done this or that, but I just spoke a word. And those who are in this state often, they are both condemned other things. While their words are left freely, they speak freely, they care not what it is, what that word is, bring about, or what causes, I mean, whatever that word comes out. They can say, if you move, if you say, oh, I'm not some dear, yes, yeah, dear, I have one, be asked, and see, Mr. America, they are found. They won't know. Some of them to me, Edgar Bonsa. I can't say, Eddie Zeko. I can't somewhere, I say, Bimokra, and form. Any answer, maybe I'm a good boy, Jamaican, you could be a dear, inquire, I did be a dear, and of course, I am meeting. Never, I know some dear, then every. The old is old, or more is free, that be. Bible, I say, and send me a Ekabiano. Look at how James described the wickedness of a foul speech. In James chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, he said that, "Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, so that it defileth the whole body, and set it on fire, the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. James, of Hashem, said, your attention to my head, they can say, I stop how you live at Aquani, I won't know, I did my bar. It's my way of me asking. I say, I'm going to my jack so. There's a map. I find say, you can say, a jack. I say, a buffoon, a friend say, won't you want to grab back? I say, I'm going to bonne, I say, and you're my own, and the bonne, but to me, the bonne. And now, I say, to me, a crama, a friend, a nipple call of Musambi, set on fire of hell, set on fire of hell. Meaning that whatever the tongue says, if it is not right, it will be judged equally as those who have done something, I mean, in their act. That's what James is trying to tell. So, it was a warning that we should guard against our tongue, our speech, whatever we say. That's like James, oh, to your foe. So, it indicates how foul speech is disastrous and sinful. If we should we'll consider our words, then we'll see how our words are heavier and they bear great responsibility to us. So, if you say, if you say, and some, it will be the Jumabia, or say a woman, or say a Yan, a Sudia, the Ma, Yan Samoa, Yakam. So if our words, our far words are sinful, then let us be sure that it will be accounted at the day of judgment. We'll have to give account of it at the day of judgment. Say, Yan Samoa, Yakam, ah, Yan Sam, Papa, no, Sababu, Chess, a Bonaire, and the Atemuda, and you are, you will come up. Christ himself has told us that it shall be accounted for. So let us think about it. So it's not about what I have done, but even what I have said. Christ said that we shall give account about it. And let us reflect, and if we reflect, we'll see how all of us have fallen into this category of sins. Our words, our insults, our way of what? Doing things, our way of slandering others. All the same, let's continue. So having said all this, we'll further reflect on the idle words and the extent of this idle words in particular. When the Lord Jesus Christ or the Word of God says something, the extent sometimes goes further than what we see or think on it on the surface. So what are idle words? Verse 6 says, but I say unto you that every word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. So idle words literally means vain, thoughtless, useless words. That is in the Greek, that's how it means. Idle words are what? Vain, thoughtless or useless words. Words that cannot do any good to anyone. Or words that has no value. And that what the best what you can do is maybe destroy somebody or cause people to sin. Any category of words that are useless is under the idle words. So in reference to the words of the Pharisees, if God just Christ used this word in reference to what the Pharisees have told him, it means that the words that are wicked, harmful, false, blasphemous, and malicious. That is what, because if we go to the verses before 36, he was talking about blasphemy against the Holy Ghost and blasphemy against the Son of Man. All referring to what they have said, because Jesus Christ is God, and if you are saying anything against him, you are blaspheming God. So it's part of either way. Words that are worthless, words that when you say it may lead others even to sin. So you can in some ways you can say in some one. Ahano okafa for a thief for some of my accounts and someone and someone a senipa and someone go be goofy. So what you have to say, and then I used to a decan. And somebody able to sum and answer or time and some are a year or time a digital week. If you say some like for a thief for a come for a Christian. And they said to the Lord Jesus, but when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. Meaning, you are charging him falsely. You are not from God. You are claiming from God, but no, when we look at how you did it, and your power, no, it's from Satan, it's not from God. So they were blaspheming against the Lord Jesus Christ. So now, what is the extent of the idle words? We are trying to define, we are trying to understand what idle words are. So what is the extent? How far does it go?
So firstly, by idle words, we may understand such words that proceed from vanity or deceit.
Yeri kan e ka se nsemhunu a nsemu a I say dada wo ana se nsemu a yehuhu nsemhuhu yeri kan no.
And this we can find people who boast. And what are boasting? Boastings are those who say things that are beyond their own self. Whether what they have, they say beyond it, or who they are, they say beyond it. And they are obsessed with self-importance.
Omoa, omuti omenu. Omoa, ena, eka so bibi yonu mwa. Oka, nsemo, di efa, nwa, nsemo, efa bibi mwa. Esu si nsa. Nti oka, na nikwe mwuse, se le, jensu na, e ndata. Jensu, eka,
otherwise, ewa, 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 in Psalm 64 verse 3, we are told that about those who boast, say that and slander people also, who wear their tongues like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words.
Or the scamu omwa, and what's that? I do money so mukasa. Also omo touch a man not to say
I fear. And omo akwa omo touch a man to say obi otu owe jaya obabe tu.
Now, much to say that in someone, and you know, in someone, but in someone, we see a not no problem.
Some Bible describes that in someone, go wake up.
They speak with the intention to cause emotional distress or wound the comfort of someone.
These are categorical people.
They will speak in a way that when somebody hears it, then all his courage is gone.
These are idle words.
Words will wound somebody's comfort.
In someone, ever can now be in a rabble.
In someone, ever can now be.
When you are at a table,
I am someone, I can't answer.
If you say, okay, yes, I'm glad.
Francis, for can't find a speech to Hunua.
I'm saying,
I'm saying,
and some again in Psalm 73 verse 9, boastful, vanity and deceitful words. The Bible describes them again. It says, they set their word, their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walked through the earth.
Ebi munsu omo kasa fun Yakobon.
Na so Bible said omo epeje omo anu omo kasa ti osro.
Na omo ta chere mo efa, efa ese
ene nam wi ase kan sem bia epe bia.
So this describes those who are careless and speak against what God has said or commanded.
They are idle words.
So who speak against God?
In whatever form people do it, it's blasphemy. It's against what God has said or God has promised or commanded.
People make a mockery of the word of God.
They are, piling up for themselves judgment for the day of judgment, things for the day of judgment.
Examples like how some scientists who are atheists today do defense of evolution.
Because of evolution, they say God doesn't exist. Because of their,
and you know what is funny is that the theories of evolution is, it's not conclusive. It has not been proven. They are just conjectures. They are things that they themselves cannot, for instance, when they talk of life, they have no, they will tell you some chemicals and that, it's nonsense. It doesn't make any sense. They cannot prove even how life came about. Yet they will disprove what the Bible says, talks about life.
When you talk of that, they'll give you some scientific figures and calculations, but it doesn't add up.
You see?
So, and then with all their theories which are inconclusive, then yeah, they'll come back and tell you, oh, God doesn't exist.
Yes, God is relevant.
I've played there's a group, we call them, this physicists or maybe, there's a group, what they are doing that, they say that they have. They are making some discoveries that will prove that God has made it. And it's interesting.
A mere man. Because they think that they have found something in God's creation which man never knew before. So now God has made it.
Isn't
it
interesting?
It's very interesting.
What you found, it was there, but we didn't have the capacity to search it out maybe years back.
It doesn't mean that it's a new thing. It's something which was there already. But at the end of the day, they will come and they say, oh, they have found evidence. And yet, always, they come back and say, oh, no, they have to correct whatever they have found.
A similar one is like Pharaoh himself, who said to Moses,
Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord. When Moses told him that, the Lord God of Israel has sent you to come and tell you, let my people go. He said, who is the Lord? Many people do today. Who is God? I don't care if there's any God. These are boastful, proud people. So they are careless, they dare God. And a similar is the like the Pharisees who blaspheme the Lord Jesus Christ. And also, under this category, we find those who, under the false pretense and crafty ways, also cover their actions by their words, and they act opposite against what they say. Ebi mo nso omo omo aso mu ni nyansa nti omo edu ajumedi omo so omo di no omo cover so no man can say what I say omo nyanya sa de no bra anzu na eno number be. We have a similar example in 2 Samuel 20 verse 9 to 10. Remember how Joab killed Amasa. Joab was the captain of the host of King David. And Amasa, David wanted to, Joab did something. David wanted to transfer the leadership to Amasa. So he sent Amasa on an errand. And then Joab had it, and he took another people to also go for the same errand. And they met Amasa. In verse 9 to 10, look at what he said. And Joab said to Amasa, "Art thou in health, my brother?" And Joab took Amasa by the beard with the right hand to kiss him. But look at what he said. But Amasa took no heed to the sword that was in Joab's hand. So he smote him therewith in the fifth rib and shed out his bowels to the ground and struck him not again, and he died. Joab met Amasa and said, "Oh, my brother, are you in health?" And you know, in the eastern countries, when they kiss the beard. So he held the beard as if he wants as a friend, like a friendly chat. And immediately he held the beard, then he took his knife to choke him. Amasa didn't know. Amasa thought, "Oh, Joab is just a friend." So this are the kind of the people cover their actions by their words, and they deceive and act the opposite of whatever they do. So such things are also other way because there's a deception. He told me this, but look at what he has done. And yet people think that, sometimes people think, they are smart. Sometimes people will lie even at the workplace. They will say, this is part of the job. It's not sinful and all that. But these are all idle words. The Lord will have to give account at the day of judgment. And the second part of idle words also is that words that may include or spoken out of envy and malice to harm the reputation of others. The thing people say against people with the intention to bring them down, to bring their name and their reputation down. Somebody said that the scorpion carries his poison in his tail, and the slanderer carries his poison in his tongue. Obinaka, the scorpion, the poison, when you do it, na niya o kankasa gungo fo ehu fidye, the poison when it touches your mama. He will say some things to destroy people's reputation. A similar account is given to us by Ziba, King Saul's servant, before King David. You know, it was Ziba who, when David asked, who is left among the family of King Saul that I can do him good because of Jonathan, his son's sake. And this Ziba came to David and said, there is Mephibosheth. He lives in Lodebar. They said, go and bring him. And Mephibosheth was crippled. So he brought him, and David restored portion of inheritance to him. And no, no, Ziba had bad intentions. So along the line, I think the son of King David, Absalom, rebelled against him. So David has to leave the throne and, run from Jerusalem. And when David was returned, after the rebellion was crushed, and David was returning back, Ziba took bread. But at that time, David and his men were so tired and hungry. He took bread and provisions. He met David along the way. And when David asked him, "Where is Mephibosheth, your master's son?" He said, for him is in Jerusalem. And he waits that, you are not even alive. And he said that as David is gone now, all my father's property will come to me, because David as if have taken the inheritance from his father. And David said, and then go and share the inheritance with Mephibosheth. And later, when David came to meet Mephibosheth, he asked him, why didn't you come and meet me? He said, you know your servant was crippled. And while I was preparing to come, my servant tricked me, and he did not provide for me to come, so I couldn't come. But David has already told him that he and Ziba should share the inheritance. You see how people can slander people. This Ziba helped Mephibosheth to come for the inheritance, and now though he's a servant, he now, because he wants a portion, he has to destroy the character of Mephibosheth. These are people, well, that people used to destroy people's reputation. And these are idols. These are idol words that bring harm to people's reputation, so that maybe we benefit from it, or something like that. So, thirdly, idol words may imply silly words and jesting, jokes. Idol words, silly words and jesting. You know, publicly, some are shameless to discuss obscene matters. They don't care if it's immoral or not. They will just discuss either on radio, on television, or in whatever. They don't care. And you know, social media nowadays has enhanced this kind of attitude. And very disturbing. People will just share on anything. Some people can share jokes about immorality without shame. Things that are secret, I mean, that should not come in public. They will just share it and make fun of it. Sexual jokes, and for the sake of fun. Some also even quote scriptures to approve sin. For instance, somebody will say that, oh, but the Bible has said that you can drink, but don't get intoxicated. And they even quote the Bible verse and say, this is what the Bible says. These are all blasphemy. These are words that are silly and as if they are joking, but they are idle words. They are words people will give accounts at the day of judgment. Stand somewhere. If you come to me, I can't somewhere. It will be some, and they are normal straight. Normal. And I'm because they are social media, grammar, and in normal way, it's because of power. Let me say, if you come to me, if a Bible, normal, I can say. Bible, I truly said, no, some of them. No, my father, no, can no, they are food, no, when you are quiet, you know, what I'm going to say. Sans some when you are part, I guess, and the Bible said, I tell you that, no, when you are home, and are they willing, are they able to account for it? Many other words people have said. So, fourthly, by other words, we may imply also words spoken out rashly without proper consideration. Because these Pharisees, they do not consider their words. They told them they should say something against the Lord to just bring down his reputation. They did not even consider what the general post said. Is it true that we didn't know? They never considered it. They just saw it and said, no, we hated him. We hate him. Let's say something to bring him down. So speaking out rashly without proper thought indicates a lack of self-control. A lack of self-control. Say, kasa, say, bibisina, ihu yapani akasa, ni ahosheswa. In Proverbs 25, verse 28, we are told that he that had no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken and without a wall. Bible says, "Nia oni nefoso, what means she nefoso a wall in your mamuno." But it says, "Ekura ebugu abamboi one hunya." So that means or you lose. You know that if animal that responds to injuries without thinking through. When they are hurt, they also respond. So that's the action of those who are rash. Those who respond to matters when they are hurt. In Proverbs 29, verse 20, we are told that, seest thou a man that is hasty in his words, there is more hope of a fool than of him. And also, because we go because we come, we be any proof, no, proof. We be any panakas much sure, no. Then the proof, no, keep your sure. These are either way. This is whatever you say in time of anger, you give account at the day of judgment. Emra, you be a proof, and you be account. So many people pray, and we can't. Yeah, you be also ask, not making. And this one, and also, the demon you are making. Bible said, and say, and all these words, we shall give account at the day of judgment. So at least we have seen the extent to which other words can go. There are more than this. I mean, it cuts across so many spheres of speech. And yet, people are so careless. People think that idle words are nothing. Because the word idle is as if things that are not actually important. But no, in the Greek word, idle words mean worthless, useless. And in the use of the Lord Jesus Christ, he meant blasphemous words, malicious words, slanderous words that can bring people's reputation down, words that can do harm to people. Words that some people hear, it will lead them to sin. Words that discredit what God has done. Words that do not bring any glory to God. These are all idle words. So as we come to conclusion, let us remember that the Lord Jesus Christ did not only expose and warn against idle words. He did not just I mean, tell the Pharisees, you have a bad heart, and also try to just warn them. In fact, he condemned it and warned that other well to be judged. In our verse again, but I say unto you, to the Pharisees, who have what? Brought blasphemous words against him, that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Although sins of the lips are part of the sins that God, will send sinners to hell. Sins of the lips are part of, remember in Revelation, we have been told that liars shall find themselves in the gate, in the fire that burn with brimstone and in the hell. So you see that it's part of the sin. That's what it will send sinners to hell, because those who go to hell are going to hell because of their sin, and words of the mouth are part of it. Omwa ebeko bunsam jemuno, the money ebe omuko bunsam jemuno, anon sem kam. And born into that awful. Now, no instant so come. Yet, we know that God is ever merciful to us, his creatures, and gracious to forgive all who repent. We all who have sinned by our words. We all who can know. And nobody can say he has never sinned with his words. God is ever gracious to us and merciful if only we repent and believe in the blood that just Christ shed on the cross of Calvary when he took to the cross and died for us. That's the only hope that all forms of sin can be forgiven, whether words or actions or whatever we have done. The air can say, yes, Christ, Mra, Obewu, Yano. Now, who said, though I know someone if I can, I can one day ask, I want you more, I can want a bad boy for a couple of something, and Yanko Ponso, or Mubu, for here, I don't force it. Or the one never chair will be Biara or best I can feel about it. It is sir, I know someone can so come. Say to me, your person, oh, the who's the man, no someone, my canoe, and somewhere morning. As a member is wish to also who are, I send you another, the more than a whole room of one. But I will say, I'm more the better. In one day, I can examine Emma, I die before my time, say, my body. But the Michel is wish to woo over here, not some of the Mohammed, some of the Sanua, about a cross, I'm born in here. You see, it is the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ only that he shed for sinners that can. That's the hope of us whose hearts were once corrupt or is corrupt now. He only can forgive us and also cleanse this heart and cleanse this mind, which is sometimes deceived, maybe say bad things about somebody, insult, gossip, or be rash, whatever. He only can forgive these things and also clean that place so that I am now able to what? To live a life that is acceptable to God. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, we read that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And say, I feel we be any home man or my way is supposed to. And say, when you get away, the other way is supposed to, I feel we be any home man. So, welcome in the power, so we're there, so why are they? I feel we be any home. There's no condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to die for the punishment of sin, every sin that we have ever done. You can recount them, either big or small in our own eyes. No sin was ever exempted, because every sin demanded a just punishment from God, whether by words or by action. God, as a just God, as a just judge, must punish us, must take his revenge against sin. And we have done it, so it comes against us. So on the cross, when he said that it is finished, he made a full payment for sin. And this sin includes idle words. So Jesus Christ tell me what I said. Maybe Bibia will. I know someone I can't have one, and also come. Bonibia and if I be a cow. So, coming to my conclusion, my words to anyone here who have not experienced the power of God's salvation, where the heart will be changed, where the lips will be touched, where there will be what? A good fountain of thoughts and desires. The Lord Jesus Christ will come. It is in him alone that you can have freedom from condemnation. It is on the Lord, in the Lord Jesus Christ alone that you can have that liberty to speak words that are right. Ono pen no bet me ama onya sa fa ho die fi bone a aye anu ensem wa ikan egu nipa ho fi ene ozo eho aso twi a ho ma nipa. He calls everyone, he say whoever comes to me, I will no wise cast him out. So must all come to him in repentance and faith and trust in the blood that he shed on the cross of Calvary. And it has so far, I want to say, been banning chain, any action, which are now or shibu covering, and no pet in the Roma, Yenia, Yen Yakuma, Yawa, Yenia Kuma, sign up, bro. Yawa, Yano, Nay, control be our Yakuma, Yano, so. Or no penny between my ass out to me. And when he has changed us, he has given a good lift, then carry that lift to praise God. Else, what people do is that the same lift that James said that, the same lift that they used to curse people, they come and use the same lips to want to praise God. And God would not accept that. He would not accept a corrupt thing and a good thing. We should be a people that we have been cleansed in Christ, that we come to be able to come to the God in the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where we have our righteousness. Or say it to me, Tibia, in your son, Omoa, Omadi, I know about Konoa, I didn't even ask her in some way, money. And some are from Nomsansu Banya, meaning my Nomsansu Banya. James said that I've been Yakupo or a pair of best answer. The answer they went to me as soon as me near Banya Bessum in Yapo. You see, I'll call you up near me. You two can somewhere, a senior million. The Banya Sumo to their cancer, the two dear in Ianidia Sumo. And say, this Christ is no kind, but I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, he shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. May the Lord help us as we think through this and reflect it upon ourselves. May he lead those who have not come to him, that they will come and trust in the forgiveness which is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray together.